Welcome to a Sunny Side Up Life podcast, a show for the woman who is ready to live an abundant life full of freedom and positivity. I'm Sammy Womack, and I'm on a mission to help you break free from survival mode, gain financial freedom, stay motivated, and focus on what matters most. Join the movement, and let's start living on the brighter side of life together. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode. So, I'm doing something a little different today. I am coming to you from my phone, from the headphones on my phone. So, I just left a counseling appointment. A lot of you know that I go to counseling once a month now. I was going like every week for a while there, and then I spaced out to every 2 weeks, and now I'm up to the first Monday of the month going. So I just left my counseling appointment. I'm just sitting in the parking lot in the truck in the air conditioner and just kind of thinking. I like to kind of take a few minutes, like 5 to 15 minutes or so after every appointment, to just kind of sit in the quiet and process everything. When I leave an appointment, before I just, you know, rush back home and get right back into mom life and wife life and business owner life and all of everything that comes with all of that. So I like to take just a few minutes to kind of process everything and let it all soak in. So that's what I'm doing. And I just thought that I would let you guys in on this time with me. So the theme of this counseling appointment was basically burnout. And I mean, we talk about it every single appointment, that I'm burnout, that I need to take more time for myself. I need to do more things out of my comfort zone. I need to do things without my girls. Alone with Daniel and completely by myself. And it's like, I've been going to counseling for, I don't know, 9 months, something like that. Not quite a year yet. And I just, you know, I was walking out and I was thinking, how many times does she have to tell me that I need to take more time for myself before I actually do it? And I'm like, gosh, like, stop being so stubborn and just take some time for yourself. And it's just so much easier said than done. And I feel like as a mother to young children, especially a homeschooling mom, I use that as an excuse. And I use money as an excuse. Well, I don't want to pay for a babysitter. And, you know, my mom still works full time. My sister works full time. My other sister lives a couple hours away. My mother-in-law works full time. Like, I don't have anyone that could babysit on a regular basis for free. My mom does babysit every once in a while for us. And, you know, of course, I'm really grateful for that. But it's not like a consistent standing appointment for her to babysit. And it's very much like she'll definitely rearrange her schedule if I have an appointment that I can't take the girls to or can't take all of the girls to. But I feel guilty asking her to babysit when it's something that, air quotes, is not necessary. And I think I've either got to get over the fact that time for myself is necessary, even if that's time for me to just go do nothing or do some work outside of the house, like just to physically get away from the girls, even if I'm working on a project or taking more date nights. I either need to get over that fact that all of that stuff is necessary, not just dentist appointments and counseling appointments and doctor's appointments,
because those are basically the only things that I will ask her to babysit for. Or I need to get over the fact of paying someone to babysit. And, you know, that is really hard for me because asking for help is hard in general. Spending money to ask for help is even harder. And, it, you know, if you guys have been following my journey with counseling and mental health and everything for a little while, you know that going to counseling was hard for me because not only am I taking an hour for myself, I'm also spending the money to go. And both of those things are really hard for me, out of my comfort zone, but it has been so amazing. And so I'm thinking, what are the other things that I can do along those same lines, taking time for myself and not being afraid to spend the money on it? And so I've really got to take that seriously. And I'm just thinking, like, how many times does she have to tell me? And why are we so stubborn about these kinds of things? And, you know, what she told me was admitting that you need help or admitting that you need a break does not equate to you don't love your children or you don't love your husband or you don't love being a homeschool mom or you don't love being a work from home mom. It doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean like, gosh, I've just got to get away from these kids and this husband. You can still love them more than life itself and need a break from them. You can do both. And you can still be super mom. You can still be, you know, that person in your family. And also take time for yourself. And also care for yourself. That doesn't mean that you don't love them. That just means that you also love yourself, right? That is something that's very hard for me, and I'm sure that it's very hard for you. I feel like, it's common. It's so common. And I feel like we have to wear this, like, badge of busy, this badge of stress, this badge of, like, I can do it. I'm super mom. I don't need everyone else. It doesn't mean that you're not an amazing mom. Doesn't mean that you're not an amazing wife or that you can't do it all yourself. Like, yeah, you probably could, but at what expense? You know, at what expense? Like, your mental health is what is going to fall apart, you know? And I know that when I do take time for myself, like going to counseling, or waking up early so I can have quiet time, or asking someone to watch the girls, or even Daniel just taking the girls. I know that afterwards I feel so much better and I'm able to show up better. So it's actually making me an even better mother, wife, and business owner when I ask for help, when I take that time for myself. And it's like an investment. It's a time investment. And I don't know. It's still something that I'm working on. And I feel like it's probably going to be a continuous work in progress because aren't we all a continuous work in progress? I, you know, have been on this intentional living journey for like 5 years now. And there are still times where I like catch myself not wanting to do something minimalist. Like I just want to hoard something or I want to just go splurge and go over budget. And I want to just, like, do something mentally self-destructive, you know? I am a continuous work in progress, as we all are, and I think it's, like, a piece of art that will never be completed. And it's something that we just have to keep building on and keep growing. And I can't remember who said this. It might have been Amber Lilystrom, I think, in one of her podcast episodes, where she said that the finish line that you're chasing doesn't exist. Like, it is an illusion. And you think, well, when I just get to this milestone, then I'll do X. But as soon as you get within reaching distance of that finish line, it moves farther. So, for example, I told, like, my finish line for so long was be debt free. Well, as soon as you get within reaching distance of being debt free, what are you doing? You're setting your next finish line to save a 3 to 6 month emergency fund. Okay, and then as soon as you're like, oh my gosh, I'm almost there. Like, I'm one paycheck away from getting that 3 to 6 month emergency fund. Oh, the finish line moves again. And then it's like, well, now I want to save a down payment for a house, which is what we're doing now. Like, as soon as you get to that air quotes finish line, that finish line that is an illusion in the first place, it's just going to move one step further. So we are a continuous work in progress. But other than instead of being frustrated with that, feeling like I'm never going to be finished, because as soon as it's this thing, it'll just be the next thing, which is how I interpret it. I interpret it as I'm never going to be finished. This is exhausting. I just keep, if it's not, it, when it's this thing, it's just going to be the next thing. And that mentally exhausts me. I'm never going to be done. But do we really want to be done? Do we really want to reach a finish line and just stop? No, because we are continuing to grow. I think about the statistics of people. I don't know, like, the exact numbers off the top of my head, but there's this statistic that says that, like, people who retire and, like, do nothing after they retire don't live very long. Because they're not growing, you know, they're not continuing to reach a new finish line. And that can even just look like a hobby or, you know, travel or spending time with your grandkids or whatever. But, like, when your finish line is retirement and then you just stop, you're not growing anymore. You're dying, right? And it's just like a tree. If you're not growing, you're dying. So we've got to continue to grow. We've got to continue to get one day stronger, 1 week, 1 month, 1 year, one goal stronger. And it's healthy for that finish line to keep moving forward. I think that the real challenge is finding the contentment in between, you know, in between the optical illusion of the finish lines. So picture a finish line, okay? Picture a track, like a track around a football field, you know, you're running track and you do a lap. You lap the finish line. You lap the start line, I guess. And you just start running one more lap. And life is circular, like that track. And as soon as you cross that finish line, you just start a new lap. And you just keep going. But the thing is I think the real challenge, the real secret to happiness and contentment and joy and all those things that we all are craving is you don't just live for just crossing the finish line and starting a new lap. You have to enjoy the scenery around the lap. You have to, while you're, you know, sprinting around the track, think, oh, it's such a beautiful day, or, you know, whatever. Enjoy that lap around the track. Cross the finish line and be like, that was amazing. Okay, on to the next lap. And I still struggle with this. I still think, like, I'm going to get to this place where minimalism is never going to be hard for me again. It's just going to be second nature. It does get easier, but there is never a done, you know? And I think, like, I'm going to get to this place where budgeting is just going to be, like, so easy. Yeah, I got to a place of being debt-free, and it got easier. I got to a place where I have a $15,000 emergency fund, and it got even easier. And now, you know, we're like 50% into our savings goal for our house, and it's even easier. And one day we'll get to a point of financial independence where we won't have to work, and it'll be even easier, you know, and it's just, but there's always going to be the next thing, the next thing, the next thing. But I think that next thing, that is what makes life worth living. And I think it's just that balance of, like, being goal-oriented, hitting the goals, crossing the finish lines, but also finding the contentment in the in-between and not letting yourself get burnt out in the process. And sometimes that means you got to take a breather. You got to refresh. You got to, you know, take some time for yourself. Take some time with just you and your partner. Take some time away from the norm with your family. Maybe that means, you know, you do need to splurge a little bit in your budget, like, once in a while. You have to budget in, like, fun money. We've talked about this, the balance of spending and saving. Because if you don't, you will go crazy. If you don't give yourself little treats, you will go crazy. And that can translate to your budget. That can translate to minimalism. Sometimes you just need to buy something that you don't really need, to, like, for your sanity. Sometimes you have to take time for yourself, for your sanity, to enjoy the in-between the finish lines, right? So I'm not really sure, like, where, I mean, I guess it kind of made sense, but this is just, like, my ramble, my after counseling thoughts with you guys, like, no notes in front of me, just what's on my mind. So I hope that that made sense. I hope that you, like, understand my thought process with this. Just my off the top of my head. And I hope I didn't say and like too many times, because that's how I talk when I don't have notes in front of me. I mean, it's bad enough when I do have notes in front of me, but obviously it gets worse without notes. So I hope that that was helpful. I hope that that made sense. And you guys have been so sweet to continue to share and subscribe and leave reviews, and I appreciate it so much. I won't have a review for this week's episode because I don't have my computer in front of me to read you a recent review. So I apologize for that, but continue to share, continue to subscribe, leave reviews. That's what helps this podcast grow. That is what helps other women on intentional living journeys find this podcast, and that is my ultimate goal, is to reach as many women who are on this journey with us, as many of our sisters, our fellow, you know, intentional living women as possible. And that is done by sharing, subscribing, and leaving a review so it can be found easier on iTunes search. So, I love you guys. I see you. You are not alone on this journey. We're all in this together, and just know that I'm still in the thick of it. Like, we're all still doing this. Okay. All right, you guys. I will talk to you guys next week. Bye, guys.